来学习一些圣经里面的道理，互相勉励。
Now we're going to learn about some teachings from the Bible for mutual encouragement.
我们一个人呢、啊，要相信耶稣啊啊，才能够得到救恩。
We need to believe in Jesus so that we can receive salvation.
啊，所以圣经很清楚告诉我们呢、啊，我们不是靠人的行为啊，不是因为我们有善行这样来得救。
So the Bible has clearly told us that we are not relying on our own deeds to be saved.
他说，不管是犹太人也好，或者是非犹太人也好
，whether they are Jews or non-Jews，
世界上所有的人呐、啊，行为都不完全。
Because everyone in this world is imperfect in their deeds.
啊，虽然犹太人神给他们一些啊律法，叫他们什么是该做的，什么是不可做的。
Even though God had given the Jews certain laws so that they knew what to do or what not to do.
但是他们虽然知道，却没有力量啊，没有能力啊，把这个神的律法把它守得完全。
Even though they knew about these laws, but they were still not able to perfect them.
那虽然一般不是犹太人呐、啊，啊，没有从神来的律法。
Even though the Gentiles are not able to have the laws from the Jews.
但是神给我们一个是非之心。
But God has given us a heart to discern.
啊，让我们能够判断什么是对的、该做的，什么是不可做的。
So that we can understand what is right and wrong and what we should or should not do.
所以人都有一个良心。
So that everyone has a conscience.
啊，圣经说啊，这个良心啊，是神的灯啊，他要来鉴察人的心腹。
And the Bible has said that this conscience is the heart, is the light of someone's heart, and God will judge us according to our conscience.
所以神让人有一个是非之心，能够判断是非。
So God allowed man to have in a heart of discernment.
但是很可惜，就是人没有办法完全啊，凭着良心在做事情。
Unfortunately, man cannot be able to rely fully on their conscience to.Do things.
人还是常常做了事情以后啊，良心会感到自责。
And many times after they have made mistakes, and they would blame their conscience.
他说，既然良心会责备我们，表示说我们不完全。
Since our conscience knows to rebuke us, then we know that we are not perfect.
那神比我们的心更大，当然我们所做的事情啊，他没有一件不知道的。
God is even greater than our hearts, so.There is nothing that God does not know about us.
所以不管是犹太人也好，或者是非犹太人也好啊，没有一个完全的人。
So whether Jews or non-Jews, there is no one who is perfect.
所以要靠自己的行善立功来得救啊，啊，这是不可能的方法。
So it is impossible to be saved based on our works.
但是神的恩典啊，就在人的行为以外啊，显明出来。
But the grace of God is manifested outside of the works of man.
哦，不是靠着行善立功的方法。
So it is not relying on our works.
而是靠着神为我们特别预备的救恩。
We're relying on the salvation that God has especially prepared for us.
就是借着耶稣基督啊，来到世界。
Which is through Jesus Christ who came to this world.
来承担我们的罪。
To bear our sins for us.
啊，为我们呢、啊、死在十字架上。
And die on the cross for us.
啊，替我们担罪而死。
And that he had died for our sins.
啊，本来人结束生命以后啊，因为有罪，还要到阴间地狱受刑罚。
Originally, because man had sinned, so they were supposed to suffer in hell.
但是耶稣啊，亲自到阴间呐、啊，替我们人类尝了死味。
But Jesus had personally gone to Hades for us to experience death.
啊，所以他借着死来。战胜那个掌死的权柄。
So with death, he was able to overcome the control and authority of death.
可以把我们啊从死亡当中啊，从那个劳苦犯罪当中救赎出来。
So that he has saved us out of the suffering.
他说我们相信耶稣嘛，啊耶稣的恩典就会临到我们。
So if we believe in Jesus, then the grace of Jesus can come upon us.
因为我们的罪过啊，他要替我们承担。
Because he will bear our sins.
啊，他的义行啊，他的完美的美德要归在我们身上。
And his perfection is also going to come upon us.
他说这样，神就会白白称我们是一个义人。
And in this way, God can freely call us righteous.
所以我们人要靠着耶稣基督啊， 来得救。
So as men, we need to rely on Jesus to be saved.
这是神要是给我们，白白是给我们的福气。
And this is a blessing that God is giving to us freely.
所以这个叫做恩典。
So this is grace.
啊，不是因为我们付出了什么样的功劳，也不是我们行了什么善事。
Not because of our works or deeds.
啊，虽然我们得到神的恩典。
Even though we have received this grace from God.
但是神选召我们的目的啊，就是要我们行善。
The purpose for God to have chosen us is to do good.
所以一个信主的人。
So a person who believes in the Lord.
说我们的行事为人呢，啊，要有一些好的表现。啊，跟我们所得到的信仰、得到的恩典啊，啊来相称。
We need to have a good behavior so that it can correspond with our faith.
所以基督徒啊，应当追求啊好的品德，啊说好像结出那个很多的果子一样。
So good Christians should pursue good morals and values just like bearing fruit.
啊，所以每个人呐，信主以后啊。啊、靠着圣灵帮助、啊、常常学习神的道。
And so everyone after they have believed in the Lord, then they should receive the Spirit of God and be able to learn His teachings.
我们的灵性就越来越进步。
And then our spirituality can improve.
我们的品德啊就越来越完全。
And we can be more complete.
啊，这是我们应当追求的目标。
And this is a goal that we should pursue.
所以这个教会啊也要追求进步成长。
So church should also pursue growth.
啊，要成为一个信望爱啊全备的教会。
To be a church of faith and hope and love.
好像圣经里面所谈到的腓立比教会。
Just like the Philippian church as mentioned in the Bible.
然后就是提撒罗尼迦教会。
Or Thessalonica.
啊，虽然他们接领受道理的时间不长。
Even though they have not received the word for a very long time.
但是因为他们热心的查考，明白说啊。啊、这个不是人的道，是神的道。
Because they have fervently studied and they knew that this was not word from man but from God.、
啊、所以就甘心领受了。
So they had accepted this.、
啊、虽然遇到了很多的阻挡逼迫啊，但是他们就把这个道理啊，坚定地守住了。
And even though they faced many persecutions, they were able to protect and guard the teachings.
所以保罗就写信。啊，勉励他们。
And so Paul had written letters to these churches and encouraged and praised them.
说你们呢、啊，为着信心呢、啊，啊，受了很多的劳苦。
To say that you have suffered much for faith.
啊，为着爱心呢、啊，也忍受了很多苦。
You have also suffered much because of your love.
但是你们却长存着啊盼望。
But you are still full of hope.
所以这个信心、盼望跟爱心呢、啊，啊，这是我们要追求啊，啊，成为一个全备的教会。
So faith, hope, and love are what a church should pursue, so that we can be a complete church.
我们在学习这个启示录的第二章跟第三章。
So we are studying chapters 2 and 3 in Revelation.
这是到了使徒的末期。
This is near the end times of the apostles.
因为主耶稣所栽培的那些使徒啦，都一个一个相继离开世界了。
Because all the apostles that Jesus had chosen, they have been departing.
啊，道理也传到各地方去了。
And they were able to preach the gospel to different places.
啊，但是后来因为有一些啊错误的教训呢、啊，影响到这个教会的信仰。
But because in the end there were some false teachings that were affecting the faith of the churches.
所以当时有一些啊。他们的行为道理啊，就不是很完全。
So at the time, some of their behavior and teachings were not perfect.
他说耶稣啊，在天上啊，监察地面上的教会。
And Jesus was in heaven, watching over the churches on earth.
所以他就透过异象啊，启示当时一个老使徒叫做约翰。
So he used visions to reveal to an elder at the time who was John.
啊，约翰啊，那个时候已经九十几岁了。
At the time, John was already over 90 years old.
他被罗马的皇帝把他放逐到一个荒岛上。
And he was exiled into an island by an emperor.
啊，神就啊用异象啊，就好像云幕一样，一幕一幕的啊显现给他看。
So God used visions that were like different sceneries and allowed John to see these.
啊，叫他说，你把所看见、所听见的都记载下来。
and told him to record all that he had seen.
啊，然后写信给当时的七间教会。
So that he could write letters to the seven churches at the time.
啊，当然当时啊，不只是七间教会。
Of course, at the time there were more than seven churches.
这七间教会只是当时教会的代表。
But these seven churches were representatives of the others.
当然，有的教会完美啊，所以主耶稣就称赞他们，叫他们要保守。
Because some of the churches were perfect, so God had praised them and wanted them to hold on to the truth.
有的教会啊，有一些软弱缺点。
Some of the churches had some weaknesses.
主耶稣就勉励他们，提醒他们呢，啊，要把这个缺点呢，把它消除掉，啊，要悔改发热心。
So Jesus encouraged them that they needed to get rid of these weaknesses so that they can have fervency.
所以主耶稣对每一个教会啊。啊，他有什么优点，他有什么软弱啊，他都非常清楚。
So Lord Jesus understands very clearly all the weaknesses and strengths of each church.
啊，他也给教会啊，啊带来很多的应许。
He also gave many promises to the church.
只要你坚守道理到底的话，啊就会从神那里得到很多很多的福气。
As long as you hold fast to the word of God, then you'll be able to be blessed.
啊，我们昨天谈到给第一所教会叫做以弗所教会。
Yesterday you mentioned for the first church, which is the church of Ephesus.
这个教会本来是相当好的教会。
This was once a great church.
啊，信仰上很好。
And in their faith, they were great.
啊，也是非常有爱心。
They also had much love.
啊，但是久了以后啊，说他们在爱心上就慢慢退步了。
Yet after a period of time, their love had decreased.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们呢，说你们有为着道理啊，非常的劳苦。
And so Lord Jesus has said that you have labored for the teachings.
啊，并且能够忍受各样的苦难。
And been able to withhold suffering.
啊，也能够分辨什么是对的，什么是不对的。
And could discern because between what is right and wrong.
啊，这个是这个教会的优点。
And these are the strengths of this church.
啊，那说啊，他们一个缺点就是把最初那个爱心呐，啊，现在丢掉了。
But their weakness is that they have lost that first love.
所以叫他们说要恢复啊，先起初的爱心。
So he is telling them to revive that love.
啊，因为这个爱心失掉了，啊，这个教会就失掉了力量。
Because if they have lost that love, then the church is losing strength.
啊，渐渐的会好像一个灯台啊，失掉它的光芒。
It would gradually be like a lampstand that loses its shine.
啊，所以如果失掉爱心了，啊，这个教会就会慢慢的软弱下来啊。啊，最后的结果好像灯台失掉了一样。
So if there is no love, then gradually the church would be like a lampstand does not that does not shine.
鼓励他们要恢复前几次的爱心。
So he encouraged them to have that first love again.
啊，这是对第一所教会啊，叫做以弗所。
This was to the first church named Ephesus.
啊，第二所教会啊是士美拿教会。
The second is the church in Smyrna.
他说他们虽然在逼迫泛滥，而且遭遇到很大的贫穷。
Even though they had persecution, tribulation, and poverty.
啊，他们有些人啊，啊，为着信仰啊，忍受各样的逼迫。
And some of them were persecuted in all different ways because of their faith.
啊，虽然在贫穷患难当中。
Even though they were in poverty and tribulation.
但是神说啊，其实你们是富足的。
But Jesus said that they are actually rich.
啊，所以虽然在物质上比较缺乏。但是在信仰上啊，神认为他们是富足的。
Even though they may lack in material needs, but Jesus has said that they are rich in faith.
啊，因为他们有坚定的信心。
Because they have a firm faith.
他们将来在神的国里面的赏赐是大的。
And in the kingdom of God, they will receive great blessings.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们虽然面对试探，但是要忠心呐，忍受到底。
So Lord Jesus has said that even though they are suffering from tribulations, but they should persevere to the end.
啊，将来就能够承受那个荣耀的生命冠冕。
And then in the end, they will be able to receive the glorious crown of life.
啊，所以世界上的逼迫患难啊，都是暂时的。
So all the tribulations and suffering in the world are temporary.
啊，虽然我们暂时为主受苦。
Even though we are suffering for a while.
但是将来可以承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
But in the future, we can receive the eternal and wonderful glory.
啊，在神的国里面啊，享受那个非常大的福分，直到永远。
And enjoy great blessings in the kingdom of God forever.
啊，我们来看第三个教会，叫做别加摩。
Let's now look at the third church, which is called Pergamos.
我们看启示录二章的十二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 12.
到十七节。
To verse 17.
启示录二章十二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 12.
说你要写信给别加摩教会的使者，说那个有两刃利剑的说，十三节。
13.
我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦咒位之次。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候，你还坚守我的名，没有拒绝我的道。十四节。
Verse 14.
然而有几件事啊，我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。那这个巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。十五节。
15.
你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。十六节。
16.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。十七节。
17.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能够认识的。我说我们读了以后，不是很容易了解。
So this is not easy for us to understand, even though we've read it.
没有关系啊，我们就慢慢的来学习，慢慢的解释啊。
But it's okay because we will study and explain this.
这是第三封信啊，写给别加摩教会。
So the third letter is written to the church in Pergamos.
那写信的人说，那个有两刃利剑的。
And the writer said that there is a two-edged sword.
圣经里面讲的神的道啊，就是好像两面的利剑。
The Bible has said that the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
表示神的道啊是非常有功效啊，非常厉害的，好像那个剑一样。
Because the word of God is very powerful and sharp, like the sword.
说那个神的剑呐，神的道可以刺入人的心灵里面。
And the sword or the word of God can pierce into man's heart.
所以彼得啊，在讲道理的时候啊。
So when Peter was preaching,
很多人啊，因为以前不认识主。
Many people, because they did not know the Lord.
看到他明明是人啊，怎么说他是神？
Because they saw that he was man, they could not understand why he said he was God.
他们不只是不接受他的道理，而把他钉死在十字架。
Not only did they not receive his teachings, but they crucified him.
那耶稣是生命的主，所以他可以从死里复活过来了。
Jesus is the Lord of life, so he was able to resurrect from the dead.
而且把圣灵浇灌给门徒。
And to give the Holy Spirit to apostles.
所以当时的耶路撒冷的人啊，他们看了以后就很稀奇。
So at the time, the people in Jerusalem were amazed.
保罗就把这个道理跟他们讲解清楚。
And Peter was able to explain these teachings.
他们发现说啊，他们过去啊不对啦，把耶稣钉十字架，原来他是我们的救主。
And the people realized that they had made a mistake, that the person they had crucified was our Savior.
所以他们听了道理以后啊，就好像那个剑啊，在他们的心中啊扎心一样。
So that after they had listened to his sermon, it was as if a sword had pierced their hearts.
能够真切的悔改。
And they could truly repent.
他们就对使徒说：“那我们现在该怎么办呢？”
And they asked the apostles, "What should we do?"
使徒就告诉他们说：“你们既然知道错了，那你们现在就要悔改，就要再改变。”
And the apostle has said that now that you know that you are wrong, that you need to repent to change.
以前啊，不认识真神，现在认识了真神。
In the past, you did not know the true God, but now you do.
所以你要离开假神啊，离开错误的信仰啊，来归向真神。
So you need to leave your false ideas or false gods and return to the true God.
以前随着自己的心意啊，任意妄为。
In the past, you have followed your own heart to do whatever you
will. 现在既然认识真神了，所以要悔改，按照神的旨意来行事。
Now that you have come to know the true God, you need to repent to do according to His will.
所以神的道好像利剑一样扎到他们的心。
So the word of God was like a sharp sword that had pierced their hearts.
所以他们就悔改，遵从属徒的教训。
So they repented and accepted the teachings from God.
结果他们就受洗了，而且领受圣灵。按照神的道来行，大家充满着喜乐。
And then they were baptized and received the Holy Spirit, and every one of them was very joyful.
他说：“这个神的道啊，将来作为审判的标准。
”And the word of God will be the standard for judgment.
说人的心思意念啊，行为啊，神都用他的道理啊来判断。
All the thoughts and the actions of man will be judged by the word of God.
没有一个人可以逃避的。
And no one can escape this.
好，我们看罗马书第二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书二章第二节。
Romans 2 verse
2. 说我们这样知道啊，这样行的人啊，神必按照真理审判他。神的话叫做真理。
The word of God is truth.
将来是按照神的道理来审判世人。
And it will be the standard that God uses for judgment.
所以没有一个人啊，能够在神的面前啊，能够逃避的。
Now one person can escape this judgment.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
四十六节。
Verse
47节。
47。
约翰福音十二章。
John
12, verse 47. 约翰福音12章47节。
John
12, 47. 若有人啊，听见我的话不遵守的，我不审判他。我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要审判，乃是要拯救世界。48节。
48.
拒绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我讲的道理啊，在末日啊要审判他。耶稣对当时的人讲道。
Jesus was preaching to the people.
说你们现在啊虽然不领受我的道理，但是我现在啊不审判你们。
And I've said that even though right now you do not believe to my words, I am not judging.
因为耶稣第一次来到世界啊，他是要来拯救世界。
Because the first time that Jesus had come to the world, he wanted to save the world.
虽然给我们指引天国得救的道路。
And he was pointing us to the path to the kingdom of heaven.
把神的道啊讲清楚。
To explain the word of God.
为人类啊完成救赎的工作。
To complete the work of salvation for men.
所以他第一次来啊，不是要来审判人，而是要拯救人。
So the first time that he had come was not for judgment, but to save.
所以他到处啊，周流四方啊，行善事。
So that he went to many different places and performed
great miracles. 一并赶鬼行神迹。
He healed the sick and he cast out demons.
为着要让人啊来认识他。
For people to understand and to know him and receive the salvation.
虽然很多人啊都不接受。
Even though many people did not accept this.
但是耶稣说，我这一次来，我不审判你们。
But Jesus said that this time I do not judge him.
但是你不接受我的话。
But if you do not receive my words.
将来有审判他的。
In the future there will be judgment.
就在世界末日的时候，要照我所讲的道理啊来审判。
In the last day of the world, then when Jesus comes, then he will come for judgment.
所以你如果听从神的话，按照神的道来行的。
So if you listen to the words of God and you do according to his words,
将来就能够得救，享受永生的福气。
In the future, you can be saved and receive the eternal blessings.
如果不接受主的道啊，
But if you do not accept the words,
就要被定罪啊，将来要到阴间地狱里面受永远的刑罚。
Then you will be condemned and go to Hades.
世界末日的时候啊，就按照真理，按照神的道理啊来刑罚。
So for the end of the world, then God will judge according to his words.
所以神的道理是一个审判的标准。
So the words of God are a standard for judgment.
然后对照我们人所行的行为。
And they will be compared to the behaviors and the deeds of man.
说神在天上监察世界上的众人。
Because God is in heaven watching over everyone.
我们人所行的，没有一件事情可以在神的面前隐藏。
No, nothing that we do can be hidden from God.
我们所讲的每一句话，神没有一句不知道的。
There is no words that we speak that God does not know.
说连我们的心思意念啊，在神的面前都是敞开的。
And our hearts are open in front of God.
所以没有一个人能够逃避神。
So no one can escape from God.
所以神的道是两刃的利剑。
So the words of God are like the double-edged sword.
能够带给我们福气，也能够审判我们。
It can bring us blessings, but also judge us.
所以耶稣啊，就是那个有两刃利剑的。
So Jesus is that one with the two-edged sword.
当他特别叫约翰啊写信给这个别加摩教会。
And he especially told John to write to the church in Pergamos.
哦，我知道啊，你是坐在那个撒旦座位的地方。
He said that I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
那为什么说这个别加摩教会啊是有撒旦的座位的地方呢？
Why would the church in Pergamos be somewhere where the Satan
dwells?
Because Pergamos was a capital in Asia Minor.
它是一个文化都市。
And it was a society full of culture.
这个城啊，建造在山上的地方。
And the city was built on a mountain.
当然有那个天然的屏障啊，不容易攻起来。
And because there are natural defenses, so it's not easy to attack it.
这个城里面啊，有好多的神像。
Within the cities, there are many idols and statues.
很多的庙宇。
There are many temples.
因为当时这个希腊罗马人啊，他们在拜宙斯啦、啊，拜雅典娜。
Because at the time, the people in Greece were worshiping Zeus and Athena.
还有很多很多的偶像啊。都以这个地方为中心。
And many other idols also put this place as their center.
并且他们还盖了庙宇啊，专门在拜罗马皇帝。
They also built temples that were just to worship the Roman Empire.
因为当时是罗马帝国在统治的时代。
Because that was a time where it was under the control of the Roman Empire.
所以能够建造这个罗马皇帝的庙啊，这是一种权力的象征。
To be able to build a temple for the Roman Emperor is a symbol of power.
这个巡抚啊，这个总督啊，他有权啊。你如果不拜这个罗马的皇帝啊，他就可以把你杀掉。
And the governor had the authority to kill you if you did not worship the Roman Emperor.
所以这个地方是一个偶像崇拜的一个中心。
This was a center of worship for idols.
当然这对信仰上啊就很不自由。
Of course, this makes religious freedom very difficult.
所以说这个别加摩啊，他的居所是有撒旦的座位在那里。
This is why Pergamos is dwelling where Satan's throne is.
那我们有时候道理传到一些啊，偶像崇拜的世俗崇拜的中心啊，那个道理也很比较不容易传。
Sometimes when we are trying to preach the gospel to centers or places where there are many idol worshippers, it's very difficult to preach.
我小时候啊，所居住的地方啊，就是在台湾偶像相当兴盛的地方。
Where I lived and grew up when I was very young, it was a place where there are many idol worshippers.
每年啊都有更固定的节期啊，从各地方啊到我们那边啊去拜偶像。
Every year they had many festivals and people from other places would gather to worship idols.
有的人啊，走路走好几个星期啊，走几步就要叩拜啊，再慢慢走啊，走到那里去拜。
Some people would walk for a very long period of time and every few steps that they walked, they would kneel down to bow down.
这个地方很多人啊，都是靠着那个偶像的崇拜啊，来做生意赚钱的相当多啊。
And there would be many people who would do business because of these attractions for the idols.
当然，道理在那个地方啊，要发展就受到限制很多。
And so for the teachings to develop and the gospel to be preached, it was
因为整个城镇啊，大家都拜偶像，他说做偶像的生意。
Because entire towns would want to worship idols and do business to prosper.
所以你如果跟人家信仰不一样啊，就被排斥。
If you had a different faith, then you would be persecuted or rejected.
所以有的信徒啊，要信主，有的时候家人呐，做同伴啊，邻居的迫害相当多。
So there are many believers who would be persecuted by their own family members or their neighbors or friends.
我感谢主啊，还是在困难当中，还是可以把教会建设起来。
But thank God that even though there are tribulations, you're still able to build the church.
不过有时候为着信仰要忍受很多的艰难。
But there would be times when we have to suffer because of our faith.
那这个别加摩的教会就是这样。
This is what happened to the church in Pergamos.
因为他们要面对很多的患难。
Because they had to face many tribulations.
这个十三节说啊，当我忠心的见证人呐、啊，安提帕在你们中间呐、啊、被杀的时候。
Verse 13 says, when Antipas, my faithful martyr, was killed among you,
说你们还能够坚守我的名啊，他没有拒绝我的道。
My faith even in those days was kept, and you had held fast to my name.
虽然在艰难当中啊，逼迫当中啊，他们不放弃信仰。
Even though they were suffering and had tribulations, they did not give up on their faith.
啊，这是这个教会的一个非常好的地方。
This was a really great characteristic of the church.
啊，这个安提帕说是一个忠心的见证人。
Antipas was a faithful martyr.
啊，为主传福音啊，啊，面对强大的撒旦的势力。
Because he had suffered greatly because of Satan.
但是他不惜生命的危险呐。热心传道理做见证啊，后来被杀害殉道了。
He was still very fervent. He still preached the gospel. So unfortunately, he was killed.
这里面是没有详细谈到这个安提帕他的经历的。
The Bible did not clearly describe what Antipas had done.
不过有一些资料说啊，安提帕是亚细亚省啊第一位殉道者。
But some documents have said that Antipas was the first martyr in Asia Minor.
啊，当时的罗马皇帝叫做窦敏先呐，啊，他在逼迫教会。
And the Roman emperor at the time was persecuting the church.
因为在圣经里面说啊，罗马帝国啊，它好像那个大铁牙吞吃嚼碎啊。
Because the Bible has described the Roman Empire as a great, powerful,
非常恐怖的一个怪兽
crushing everything in like a terrible beast.And it's very powerful.
啊，所以在罗马帝国之下，基督徒受迫害的相当多。
So that under the Roman Empire, many disciples were persecuted.
啊，那一些资料里面，历史资料说啊，这个安提帕是被罗马的皇帝窦敏先呐，把他在放在那个锅子里面。
And some historical documents have said that Antipas was put into
用火慢慢把它烤啊，把它烤死掉的了。
He was put into a cauldron and he was boiled to death.
哦，啊，所以当时的基督徒啊，受迫害，后来越来越严重。
So that for the Christians at the time, they have been persecuted very greatly.
啊，虽然逼迫这么厉害啊，甚至有的人都殉道了。
Even though there were such severe persecutions and there were even deaths.
但是他们不拒绝主的名啊，还是坚守神的道。
But they held fast to God's name and even still kept the faith.
哦，我们昨天有谈到说啊，我们立志要守道理啊，都会面对一些逼迫。
Yesterday I mentioned that if we want to hold fast to our faith, then we will face some types of persecution.
啊，因为信仰不同，生活方式不一样。
Because we have different lifestyles and different faith.
啊，归属不一样。
And we have a different.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we belong to God.
所以属世的属魔鬼他会利用政权呐、啊、属世的教团呐、啊、来逼迫属灵的百姓。
So that those who belong to the world belong to Satan, they want to persecute the people of God.
啊，所以选民呐、啊、就要有自觉呀、啊，在逼迫当中啊啊，我们能够自属忠心呢、啊。
So the children and who belong to God needs to be able to hold fast to the faith.
啊，那我们就能够得胜了。
So that we can overcome.
哦，所以在马太福音第十章里面说，杀身体不会杀灵魂的，你不要怕他。
So in Matthew chapter 10, it says that you should not fear what would kill your body, but not your soul.
唯独能够把身体跟灵魂灭在地狱里面的，啊，才要怕他。
You should fear the one who would be able to kill your body and your soul.
我们昨天晚上的布道会谈到有天国地狱吗？
And last night at the evangelical service, we have mentioned that there is heaven and hell.
天国地狱啊，就是确实的存在。
Because they do exist.
也就是人类最后的归宿。
And there are where people will go at the end.
敬畏神所神道理的人啊，将来就是 在天国里面享受荣耀。
Those who revere God and hold fast to His teachings will receive glory in heaven.
那你没有办法得救的人啊，将来就是在阴间里面啊，火湖里面受刑罚。
But if you are not saved, then you would be burning and punished
in hell. 那是永永远远
的。Which is eternal.
但是我们为着要得救啊，要忍受各样的环境。
So in order to be saved, we have to endure all types of
environments. 但是神会帮助我们得胜。
But God would help us overcome.
我们就能够进到天国里面享。
So that we can enter heaven to be blessed.
他说有时候要得救啊，他有时候遇到逼迫。
So sometimes, in order to be saved, we would be persecuted.
受鞭打下监呢。
We may be thrown into prison.
甚至被杀害。
Or even to be killed.
那耶稣说啊，你舍掉生命啊，但是得到生命。
But Jesus has said that even though you lose life, but you will gain another life.
但是一个人如果贪生怕死，
but if someone fears death,
虽然你保住了肉体的生命啊，但是却失掉了永远永活的属灵的生命。
Even if you have kept your physical life, but you have lost that eternal life.
因为我们的肉体生命啊是暂时。
Because our physical life is temporary.
我们属灵的生命才是永远的。
Only our spiritual life is eternal.
所以一个人啊，能够得救啊，要对付一切的罪恶，还要胜过魔鬼的试探。
So for a person, in order to go to heaven, we need to be able to overcome the temptation to Satan.
坚守道理，就能够在神的国里面有份。
And if we hold fast to God's word, then we would have part in His kingdom.
那再看回来这个启示录二章。
So let's look back to Revelation chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录二章十四节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 14.
他说：“然而有几件事我要责备你。”因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
And it says, but I have a few things against you because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam who taught Balak.
十五节说，你那里也有人啊，照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And verse 15 says that you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
昨天的聚会啊，黄传道也谈到这个巴兰。
Yesterday, Pastor Huang also talked about Balaam.
因为他是贪爱财力的一个假先知。
Because he was a false prophet who was greedy.
贪爱不义工价的。
And he loved what was unrighteous.
所以他最后的结果啊很不好。
So that he had a very horrible result.
那有时候神跟他同在，所以他讲的预言会实现。
There would be times when God was with him so that his prophecies would come true.
所以一个摩押王巴勒啊就请他来。
So that the king of Moab, Balak, had invited him.
你看这个以色列人啊，越来越强盛。
To say that the Israelites have become more powerful.
所以你帮我来咒诅以色列人。
So help me curse the Israelites.
巴勒说，我行事，这个巴兰说，我行事都要照着神的意思。
But Balaam has said that I need to do according to the will of God.
但是巴勒说，巴勒派人来说，我给你地位，我给你财富。
But Balak has sent people to go to Balaam and say that I will give you riches and social status.
后来他就动心了。
So then Balaam's heart changed.
将来使者说：“你们三人等一下啦，我再问问神看看可以不可以。”
And he told the messengers that he will ask God whether or not he can do so.
神一开始都跟他讲不可以。
And God kept telling him that he could not.
然后他看到说那个财富越多，地位越高。
But the more riches and the higher status that he saw,
他越动心啊。
The more his heart
moved, 再三的求神。
And he kept asking God.
神说：“好啊，你要去去吧。”
And God said, "Fine, if you want to do so."
就神任凭他去呀。
So God let him do whatever he wanted.
这个不是神的旨意。
This is actually not the will of God.
后来他就很高兴要去了。
And then he was very happy and he went.
结果神在路上啊，还派天使来阻挡他。
On his way, God has sent an angel to stop him.
天使看到说啊，有那个，他骑的驴啊，看到天使啊，拿着刀啊。挡在前面。
And while he was on the way, then the angel saw that Balaam was riding on a donkey.
驴就一直躲啊，躲到那个墙边啊，结果他就受伤了。
And the donkey kept on trying to hide from the angel with the sword. So
所以巴兰就很生气，就连续打驴。
The donkey was hurt, and Balaam was very angry, so he hit the donkey.
神就让那个驴就讲话了。
And then God allowed the donkey to speak.
说我从小的时候就让你骑啊，我从来曾经有这样的事情吗？
To say that you have been riding on me ever since I was little, have I done anything against you?
你说你为什么要打我?
Why will you hurt me?
啊，后来神就让那个巴兰看到天使。
And then God allowed Balaam to see an angel.
天使说啊，如果不是你啊，闪掉，我就把你杀掉了。
And the angel has said that if not for your donkey, then I would have killed you.
那神对这个巴兰说，你去了以后啊，你可以去，但是啊，你要按照我讲的话讲。
So God had told Balaam that you can go, but you need to speak according to what I tell you.
所以本来啊，他都要咒诅啊，这个以色列人的，神都把他的话改成为祝福的话。
So that at first, even though Balaam had gone to curse the people, but God changed his words so that he was blessing the people.
所以巴兰啊，看到他的计谋啊，没有办法得到实现。
So Balaam saw that his plans could not work.
但是他为着要得到巴勒啊，给他的财富跟地位。
But he wanted to receive the wealth and the status from Balak.
所以他就对这个摩押王啊，提出了一个计谋。
And so he had stirred up a plan for Balak.
说你如果要害以色列人很简单啊。
To say that if you want to harm the Israelites, it's very easy.
你就用摩押的女子去引诱他们。
Use the Moabites women to entice them.
所以他们的年轻人啊，就会跟摩押女子亲近。
So that the young men would want to come closer to the Moabite women.
啊，他们就可以把他们带领去拜偶像，行奸淫。
And then the women can lure the people to worship idols.
啊，这个以色列人啊，他们一犯罪啊，他们就会败亡啊。
And then if the Israelites sinned in this way, then they would fall and be
destroyed. 啊，这是巴兰给巴勒啊所提出的计谋。
So this was the plan that Balaam had for Balak.
啊，后来真的这个陷阱啊，以色列人就掉在这个陷阱里面。
And then the Israelites did fall into this trap.
他们本来已经到迦南地的旁边呐。
And they were very close to Canaan.
过了约旦河过去啊，就是迦南地了。
And once they crossed the Jordan River, then they would reach the land of Canaan.
结果他们跟那个摩押女子啊，行奸淫拜偶像。
But then they had committed adultery with the Moabite women. They also worship idols.
而且我说瘟疫啊，就死了24,000人。
And so the plague had came upon them, and there were 20,000 that died.
就是以色列人的一个悲剧啊。
This was a tragedy of the Israelites.
但是这里讲到说啊，这个是巴兰的教训呢。
And here it says that these are the doctrines of Balaam.
因为他曾经教导巴勒把这个绊脚石放在以色列人面前。
Because he taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel.
也就是说啊，属徒的末期这个别加摩教会啊。
Which is to say that in the end times for the church in Pergamos.
也有人啊，行了类似的事情。
There were some people who had committed the same things.
啊，为着得到一些利益啊。
In order to reap some benefits.
啊，把一些错误的道理啊，还有错误的教训啊，啊，来引诱这些信徒啊，离开神，跟神为敌。
They had provided some false doctrines so that the people were departing farther away from God.
好像巴兰所做的一样。
Just like what Balaam had done.
他说有些人呢、啊，是服从了尼哥拉党的教训。
And some people had also held to the doctrine of the Nicolaitan.
我们看到第一个信的时候啊，说这个以弗所教会啊，他们恨恶那个尼哥拉党的人。
In the first letter, it said that the church in Ephesus hated the deeds of Nicolaitans.
因为他们认为这个尼哥拉党啊，他们是至高伟大，这个是跟圣经的教训不合的。
Because Nicolaitans wanted to exalt themselves, which does not go according to the doctrines of God.
啊，这个尼哥拉党啊，他们一方面呢、啊、是好为所，想要用权势来辖制别人。
And the Nicolaitans want to use their authority and abuse it.
另外一方面呢、啊，就是放松这个圣经道理的标准。
They also let loose the standards of the Bible.
啊，让人啊不守真理的约束啊啊随便的放纵。
So that people did not have to control themselves.
他说有的资料就说啊，这个尼哥拉党的教训啊。
So some documents have talked about the doctrine.
很多跟道理不一样。
Nicolaitans that differ from the doctrines.
他们说啊，吃祭偶像的物没有关系的。
Of God, because they said that it's okay to eat.
啊，你啊，凡物都可以吃嘛，你主要先祷告赶鬼啊，就可以吃了。
It's okay to eat the food that was offered to idols because they said that if you prayed, then you can cast out demons and then you can eat it.
说犯奸淫也没有关系呢。
They also taught that it's okay to commit
sexual immorality. 主要受苦一段时间就好了。
As long as you suffer for a bit, then it's okay.
啊，这个都是啊，跟圣经的道理不符合的。
These all go against the teachings of the Bible.
啊，放宽了这个道理的标准啊，啊，让人呢 啊违背真理的行为啊，而且放纵私欲。
Because they had changed the requirements of the teachings, and they have allowed people to do whatever they wanted.
所以把这个教会啊带错方向了。
So that the church was led in a wrong direction.
那所以神说啊要悔改。
And God said that you need to repent.
说你不悔改的话，主耶稣说要用苦中的剑来攻击你。
And if they do not repent, then the Lord Jesus will fight against them with
the sword of his mouth. 也就是说，你如果没有属神的道啊，将来就要落到神的审判当中。
Which is to say that if you do not hold fast to the teachings of God, then you will come under judgment.
因为神用他的剑啊，他的道啊来审判。
Because God will use his sword, his truth, to judge.
啊，如果没有属神的道啊，就被击杀，将来灵命死亡。啊，这个是神是不会宽容的。
If you do not hold fast to the teachings, then you will be killed.
啊，所以说啊，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
And it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
因为这个不只是对当时的教会啊，也是对所有的教会啊啊的警告。
Because this was a warning not just to the church in Pergamos, but to all the churches.
所以我们应当啊啊。要锁住神的道理。
We need to hold fast to the teachings of God.
他能够在这方面得胜了以后啊，神要把那个隐藏的玛拿赐给他。
And once we overcome, then God would grant manna.
以色列人啊，四十年在旷野吃玛拿。
The Israelites had eaten manna for 40 years in the wilderness.
啊，这是神从天上降给他们的食物。
Which was the food that God had given them from heaven.
主耶稣说啊，他也是天上降下来的食粮食。
Lord Jesus had also said that he is that bread that comes from heaven.
我们领受他才能够得到永活的生命。
Only if we receive and accept him can we have eternal life.
主耶稣说啊，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord Jesus has said that his words is a spirit and life.
所以耶稣是生命的粮。
So that Jesus is the bread of life.
啊，主的道也是生命的粮。
And the word of the Lord is also the bread of life.
所以这个隐藏的玛拿就是真理的奥秘。
So this hidden manna is the mystery of the truth.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到神的奥秘就是耶稣基督了。
And the Bible has said that the mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣神一切的丰盛啊，都是在耶稣基督里面。
Because all this power of God is also in Jesus.
啊，那么伟大的神啊，来到世界上成为一个人来救人呐、啊。
This powerful God who has come to this world as a man.
这的确是一个非常奥秘的事情。
In order to save men, and this is a very mysterious thing.
而神的道啊，也是一种真理的奥秘。
The word of God is also the mystery of truth.
啊，能够让我们呢、啊、靠着他，真正能够得救，得到永远的福分。
So that we can rely on Him and truly be saved.
啊，但是这个属灵的奥秘啊，它是隐藏起来的。
The spiritual mystery is hidden.
啊，要神呢、啊、启示我们呢、啊，我们才能够真正明白。
Only if God reveals it to us, then we can understand.
而圣经里面说，一切神的启示啊，都好像封住的书卷一样。
So Bible has said that all these mysteries are just like.
拿给不识字的人啊，说我不识字看不懂。
Scrolls that have been binded, and if you give it to someone who is literate, they cannot understand.
拿给识字的人说封住了。
If you give it to someone who is literate, they will say that it's bounded.
所以要有神的灵启示啊，我们才能够进到真理里面。才能够明白属灵的奥秘。
We need to have the Spirit of God to reveal it to us so that we can understand the spiritual mystery.
啊，所以一个得胜的人呢、啊，神就会把那个属灵的奥秘啊，啊，这个真理的奥秘啊，向他启示，让他明白。
So when someone has overcome, then God would be able to reveal that mystery so that they can understand.
保罗就说啊，人如果没有神的灵啊，没有办法了解神的旨意。
Paul has said that if men do not have the Spirit of God, they cannot understand the will of God.
所以他说我传的道理啊，不是从人领受的。
So that he has said that the words that I am preaching
is 而是从神那里启示让我明白的。
It was not received from man, but it was revealed by God.
所以你们读了我的书信啊，就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
You can understand, and so when you read my letters, then you can understand that I know the mysteries of Jesus.
啊，这是一种属灵的啊。奥秘啊，隐藏的玛拿。
And so the spiritual mystery is the hidden manna.
他说、啊、神也要把一块白石赐给他，他上面还写一个新名。
God will also give him a white stone with a new name.
那这个白石啊，就是给得胜的圣徒啊，啊，成为一个白石，就是活的石头了。
This white stone is a living stone that will be given to the saints.
啊，这个活的石头啊，就是要成为建殿的活材料。
And this living stone will be materials you can use.
啊，成为宝石啊，能够把属灵的殿啊，把它建造起来。
So that it can also help the temple to be built.
啊，能够彰显出这个圣殿的荣美。
And can exemplify the glory and beauty.
所以在启示录二十一章里面啊，说这个教会就是从天上降下来的荣耀的圣子。
So that in Revelation chapter 21, it says that this is this heavenly temple is just.
它所有材料都是用珍珠、用宝石啊，把它建造起来的。
It's just like a stone that has been built by all types of jewels.
啊，这些宝石啊，都是主的圣徒。
And these jewels are the saints.
啊，因为成圣完全呐、啊。啊、能够发出基督荣耀的光辉
，because they have overcome and they have been made perfect, so they could have this glory.
啊，所以这个城啊，不用日月光来照。
And so this holy city does not need the light.
因为有神的光啊照耀，所以它没有啊，只有白天没有黑夜。
Because it shines with the light of God, so there is no no night and no darkness.
啊，因为大家都圣洁完全呐、啊，发挥荣耀的光辉。
Because everyone has become holy and is shining with the light of God.
他们身上都有基督的名。
They all have this name of Jesus.
因为每个人呐、啊，都是称为主名下的人。
Because everyone has come under the name of Christ.
啊，都藏在基督里面呐、啊，彰显出他的荣耀。
And they can always live with Jesus and
His glory. 啊，这也是我们努力啊追求的目标。
This is also a goal we should pursue.
我们来唱诗436首。
Let's sing hymn 436. Every one of us can directly pray to God to receive His grace.
因为主耶稣应许说啊，我有我的命令啊，就遵守的人。
Because Jesus Himself has said that I have a command that I'm going to give to you.
啊，就是爱我的。
And it is for those who love me.
啊，爱我的人啊，我就向他显现。
Whoever loves me, I will reveal
myself to him. 我要住在他里面，跟他同在。
I will live in him and be with him.
所以我们怎么晓得神跟我们同在？
How do we know that God is with us?
就是借着他所赐给我们的圣灵。
It is through the Holy Spirit that He has given to us.
所以圣经里面说那个伟大的神呐、啊，他可以充满宇宙万有。
So the Bible has said that the wonderful God can be filled in the universe.
他要充满在教会当中。
And He is going to be in the church.
他要住在我们众人之内。
He will live in every one of us.
他说我们主要向他祷告，他就住在我们里面，跟我们同在。
As long as we pray to Him, then He will live in us.
如果有一个尊贵人要到我们家里来，我们就觉得很幸运。
If there is someone who is very honorable and comes to our house, we feel that this is very fortunate.
但是万王之王啊，天地的主宰说要住在我们里面。跟我们同在。
But now the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to live in us.
我们是何等大的幸福。
And how blessed are we?
所以我们一定要努力求啊，让神住在我们里面。
We have to seek very fervently for
God to
live in us.
让我们能够体会圣灵充满的喜乐滋味。
So that we can taste this joy of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们刚刚讲过啊，我们锁合着眼睛闭着。
So we clasp our hands and we close our eyes.
啊，第一句话念哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we first say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
然后欢呼念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then you say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
诚心的向主恳求。
If we pray to God with an honest
heart. 让我们能够体验到他。
To have us experience.
说神要赐给我们的恩典呢，是超过我们所求所想的。
The blessings that God will give us surpasses our understanding.
你体会了神的恩呐、啊，你会觉得说、啊。他要在我们身上所显的能力是何等浩大。
Once you experience the grace from God, then you can feel how powerful and great
He is. 要赐给我们的福气是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And how abundantly glorious are His blessings for us.
你得到了神的恩啊，你觉得你太有福气了。
When you receive His grace, and you feel that you are too blessed.
请前面来祷告。
So please come forward to pray.
我们请教会的圣职人员来帮我们按所帮助祷告祝福我们。
And we ask the holy workers of church to lay hands to bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.